Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Lent.
Thank you for your time. And today we are going to talk about the preciousness of time and St. Alphonsus Liguori's thoughts on this.
There is nothing more precious than time, but by many there is nothing less valued. At the hour of death, to obtain even one short hour, men would give all they possess, wealth, honors, pleasures, but this hour shall not be given them. They will weep and say, "O fools that we have been, O time forever lost."
Is that your quote?
we both picked the same quote today. Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, you go okay. For it.
Well, it actually reminded me of something that our parish priest said. His name's Father Jeff, by the way. He's a great priest. And he was saying in his homily last Sunday that something that he's really trying to practice is every time he has a meeting with someone or visits somebody, he tries to treat that conversation as though it is the last conversation that he will have with them. And I thought that was such a beautiful thing. It's like always keeping the end in mind. And it's like, if you had your last things that you wanted to say to somebody, what would you say to them? And that's what he's trying to do. And I just think that's so beautiful.
Hmm. Recently, I came back from speaking in Ontario at a youth conference, and a friend approached me after Mass and said, "Ken, I heard you're back speaking." I'm like, "Well, I'm trying to figure that out. You know, it's been 3 years since I went on the road and did an event, so that was the first time." And I'm like, "I'm trying to figure out how to use my time, you know, with a young family." And his family is a little bit older than ours. And I said, "Well, how did you try and manage your time? Did the kids need you more when they were little? Because now they're all kind of leaving the home." And his sharing was really a beautiful thing. He said that early on when his family was young, he made a decision to spend more time with his family and sacrifice his career. And with that came a sacrifice of finances. And I thought, so often we do the opposite. We sacrifice the family for the sake of the career and for the finances. The finances are the most important thing often when making our decision. But when we come back to how we use time, in the end, would you rather have more time? Or would you rather have more money? You can fix money problems, usually, but you can't ever fix time problems. And so when I look at how I'm using my time, this is a discernment between us. How much now do I go on the road and speak? Because before, it was lots. It was lots, like sometimes many times during the week, lots, across North America, mostly outside of Canada. And now I'm like, we've had two more children since COVID lockdowns, went 5 to 7. And in the end, what matters? And in the end is that we glorify God. And how do we glorify God? God, by fulfilling our duty. My duty is to you and to the children, to be a father and a husband. It's not to be an international speaker, evangelist. I mean, I was blessed to be doing that. And I hope I can still do that. But now I'm like, in the end, what matters? Mm. Not saving the world if I lose my family. And so my duties are first. And so looking at time, how are you using your time? We have to ask, am I living the way God wants me to live? Am I fulfilling my duties with my time? We got to work, right? So I still have to provide for the family. And so the way that we've been providing for the family is through these videos and saying, hey, if you've been blessed by these videos, would you consider partnering with us and supporting us on a monthly basis? That's how we exist. And right now I feel my duties to my family doing this and to you serving this way. If that continues, praise God. If people stop supporting us, well, that's maybe a clear indication that God is taking us another direction. So that's my discernment. How are we using our time? So hey, on the side note here, if you would like to help us and become a monthly supporter, we can't do this without you. This is a work that we do together with you. It's not Ken and Janelle sitting back you know, sipping our Kool-Aid. We need you in order to do these videos on a regular basis. We believe it matters. We believe it's making a difference in people's lives. So if you'd like to partner with us and you've been blessed by our message, please head over to kenandjanelle.com where you can support us on a monthly basis. We'd really value that consideration because together we do this work with you.
I find it interesting how even when you were speaking about the discernment of being home and not going on the road as much, it was almost like that was sort of forced upon us, though. We didn't really have a choice. And I think sometimes God allows certain circumstances to happen in our life to help us reconsider. Because I wonder if nothing would have changed, if nothing, COVID would have never happened, would you have maintained the schedule that you had, the speaking schedule? Would you have been going for as much as you did?
Yeah, I think what probably would have happened is I would have been too stubborn to see anything else. And it would have hurt you. And we probably would have came to a breaking point where you would have come to me with great desolation.
And said, I can't do this anymore. You have to be home.
Yeah, that's probably, I think, what I would have been too blinded.
Mm. Yeah. Well, thank you, Lord, for showing us. Okay. How much would each of these then give for another week, another day, to put in better order the affairs of his conscience, to obtain even one little hour, says St. Lawrence Justinian? They would give all they possess, wealth, honors, pleasures, but this hour shall not be given to them. Quickly, the priest who assists them will say, quickly depart from this world. There is no more time. Depart, O Christian soul, from this world.
Many years ago, I was out on the golf course with my grandpa, and it was his 90th or 91st birthday or 89, somewhere around there. And we were golfing. He was in good health, sharp mind, and it might have been one of the first times we used a golf cart for the nine holes. And during the game, because we were celebrating his birthday out on the course, I asked him, Grandpa, what does it feel like to turn 90 or 91? And his answer jarred me. He said, it feels like life has gone by fast. I would have never thought that 90 years could go speeding by. That's almost a century. Usually a century, we think, oh, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. So here's the lesson for us. When we get to the end of life, we are not going to think, oh, that took a long time. You know, that was way longer than I had anticipated. Mm-hmm. None of us are going to think that. And so let us make use of this precious gift. The gift of time is our most precious commodity. And what should we do with it? Glorifying God. That's the purpose of our life. Mm-hmm. To know him, to love him, to serve him in this life. This glorifies him. And we should not spend our time in this life glorifying ourselves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get it backwards, friends.
I remember hearing a story of a saint who said she just wished she could just come back just for the opportunity to pray one more Hail Mary, because she knew how much that prayer would then impact, you know, eternity. And I just think, okay, like even just the time that it takes to pray one Hail Mary, that's worth coming back for. Wow.
And that little act has a meritorious effect on how we experience the glory of God. Mm-hmm. So not only does it glorify God, it helps his kingdom to be here on earth, but that affects us too. And it has an eternal reward. Everything does. Everything does. Do you have any additional thoughts today?
Well, I just had about St. Irenaeus. Okay. I like sharing about the saints, you know, like how, what better way can we grow in fervor and love for God than to read about those who truly did love him. And St. Irenaeus, which I find is interesting, he was a married saint. So he was married and he had many children. And he also actually became a bishop. So this is like early church when most of the followers of Christ were converts. So it wasn't even like that they grew up in the faith. They converted because they're just, it was so new, right? And what I love about his story, and I just find so heart-wrenching, is, you know, he ends up being martyred. Once again, another story about martyrdom. But before he dies, the emperor brings to him his family, his children, his wife. His children embrace his feet, crying out, Father, if thou hast no pity for thyself, have pity at least on us. The wife with many tears besought him not to leave her disconsolate, while his friends exhorted him not to throw away his life in the vigor of manhood. But the saint, like an immovable rock upon which the waves lose their strength, armed himself against their assaults with the words of the Savior, "But he that shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven." So I just think, oh, you know, he was willing even to just to leave his children and his spouse for the love of God. It's so beautiful. Such sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It'd be so difficult.
So Saint Irenaeus?
Yeah, Saint Irenaeus, Christ. Pray for us. Give us courage.
Anything else?
No, I just love these stories. Yeah.
Great, thanks. Hope you do too, by the way.
I hope you do too.
That is inspiring. You know, what I was thinking is like, he's in the prime of his life.
Yes.
Yeah, and he doesn't throw it away. What if he was in the evening of his life? Maybe it's a little easy. Ah, I'm going to die in the next year or 2 years anyway.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that's what it was. The people were saying, like, you're still a young man here, like, with all these children. But even so, when it came to the test, he didn't stand back.
Oh, the quote goes, "A man is no fool who gives away what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." I don't know who said that, but it's fitting to end on that point. Friends, thank you for watching. Share with us below what stood out to you and why. And if you want to be a supporter, we'd really appreciate that. As mentioned before, you can go to kenandjanelle.com. We'd appreciate that consideration. Today is Wednesday. Janelle and I will be back with you on Friday. But tomorrow, Father Christina will be back. We'll see you then.
And was it 9 holes or was it 18 holes?
It was 9.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you corrected.